Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, episode number 10, 5 key areas to grow your business and sell for millions. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach Radio. I'm your host, Victoria Davenport, and I talk about building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I help nurture women entrepreneurs build a business that they can sell for millions. I make sure we do proven methods in building systems, marketing, leadership, and working on your mindset. Now let's get started. We're going to talk about 5 key areas to build a business so you can sell for millions. I'd like to get your attention with one thing. Tiny Prints sold a business for $333 million to Shutterfly. That's right, $333 million, an online business called Tiny Prints. $140 or $140 million was in cash, and the rest was in stock options. That's incredible. When we think about that, we think that's someone else. We can't do it, but we can. And women entrepreneurs, we need to think about that when we first get started in business, and that's what my purpose is. When I talk about building an 8-figure business, which I was fortunate enough to do, and sell for millions, the first thing I thought about was residual. How can I get more residual in? Because it's too costly to acquire a new customer every day. It's too much work. So the very first thing I talk about in one of the 5 key areas, the first one we talk about residuals. You need to know what the cost is to acquire a new customer, so that way you can think about that. If you do not have a business model set up where you can get residuals, that's the very first thing you need to implement. How to get a business that you can set up for residuals. That's the number one area I'd start to work on. Your business may not be set up for residuals, but that's what you need to work on, making sure you have a business or a product that you can do. The next thing we want to talk about is the systems and processes. Having your systems and processes in place is very important. When I talk to someone that is looking at starting a business or if they're in the midst of a business, they may have marketing that they do on this day and the next day they do this and they do this and they're scattered and they don't have a system in place. In order to build a business you can sell for millions, you need to have a system in place from the very beginning. If you've already been in business for a couple of years and you don't have one, don't worry about it. Set it up today. Look at what you're currently doing. Look at the process you're using, and act as if you had to take yourself out of your business right there on the spot. Every business you have, you need to have an exit vision in place. I always talk about, even if currently you're not thinking of selling your business, set your business up as if you were going to sell it, because that will take you out of the picture, and it will make your business run effectively and efficiently without you in place. So setting up a system, I like to call it standard operating procedures, where if you had to go on vacation for 2 weeks, someone could walk in and take over your business right away. That's the most important thing you need to pay attention to. The next step I talk about is assets. This particular asset we're going to talk about is intellectual property. If you have something that you're really passionate about in your business that really stands out, you need to pay attention to getting it trademarked. Now, there's the TM that you see for businesses, and then there's the registered trademark. If you have a trademark, you can also get it registered. That's where you see the R. There is a difference in the two, and then there's copyright. If you have a system or a process in place that really sets your business apart and it's unique, it's worth a lot of money. You need to get that protected. That also shows that you have an asset in place. Making sure that you get it either trademarked or registered is something that you need to do right away. So you can go on to the government U.S. Patents Office and download the application. I think to get started, it's just a couple hundred dollars, but that will really set your business apart, and those are part of the matrix that we talk about when it comes to having a business that's going to grow and be able to sell for millions of dollars. Doing the intellectual property is something a lot of people don't think about, because most people think when they're in a business, they're doing revenues and profits. They're trying to get the revenues in, and they're trying to do the profits, but they're not thinking of building the assets. And I want to change your mindset immediately, because you want to already set your mindset up for growing your business where you can sell it for millions. The next thing I want to talk about that's really, really important, it's also an asset, is your brand and your reputation. Brand awareness will allow you to bring in more customers, which in turn is what Tiny Print sold for a lot of money because they had a great brand and a great reputation. Shutterfly knew that this was a great brand and a great reputation, so they acquired them because they knew that they were going to build about another customer base that they had not tapped into. But by acquiring this company, they instantly tapped into their customer base, and that's what made them really worth millions. They didn't have a lot of locations. It wasn't that was the reason why Shutterfly bought them. One of the main reasons why they bought them was their customers. Cannot emphasize enough that in order to get a great customer base, you have to build up your brand. So there's a step-by-step-by-step process that you want to think about when you're building your business to sell for millions. In order to get the customers in and to attract the customers you're looking for, you've got to make sure that you're connecting with your ideal market, and that goes back to attraction, your dream client, and building your client list. We'll talk a little bit more in the upcoming episodes on making sure we really work on building our client list. And I'm going to do a 30-day challenge. If you have zero on your customer list, how to get it up to the number that you're seeking within 30 days. So we'll have that on a couple of upcoming episodes in the future. When I talk about the five areas, I talk about residual, system and processes, the intellectual property, which falls under our assets, our brand and reputation, really important, falls under assets as well, and team employees. Building that team is as important as an asset, going along with the IP, the brand reputation, and building the employees. So let me give you an exercise you can do. I want you to close your eyes and think of five competitors that you have right now. And if you had a blank check and you could walk into and buy each one of those five competitors, what would you look at if you were looking to buy their company? That'll have you start thinking about what someone would look at if they were going to purchase your company. And it makes it so exciting when you're thinking, if I build a business worth millions, I can decide to keep it or I can sell it. But what does it give you? It gives you options. We all love to have options. So that's the purpose of that exercise, closing your eyes and imagining that you're going to be able to write a blank check to someone for your competitor's business is the same feeling you're going to have if someone wants to acquire you. Because believe, as soon as your business grows, you will have brokers, business brokers, seeking you out to sell your business. And at that moment, you can decide if you want to stay in it or if you want to sell it. But it's great to be in that position. A lot of times, if you were to look at buying your competitors, you'd probably look at their marketing, you know, how many leads they have, and how many visitors are on their websites, with their website conversion, and how many Facebook fans they have, Twitter, so on and so forth. You look at their sales, their proposals, their upsells, their operations. These are the items that you want to pay close attention to because this is what your business would be priced as if you were to sell it. These are the different key performance indicators, your KPI, that someone is going to look at if they're looking to purchase your business. So the five key areas again: residual, systems, IP, brand reputation, and team employees. And what you want to do is you want to definitely start looking at your competition and think about if you were to purchase them, why would you be purchasing them, and make sure that someone would want yours for the same reason. I hope this episode was informative. I try to make it insightful and impactful. I'd like you to join me next week for episode number 11, where I'm going to talk about positioning your business on top. Once again, that helps you with your brand, your reputation. And also, I'd like you to visit us on social media, on Facebook at 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8-Figure Business Coach, at Twitter on 8-Figure Coach. And also, if this episode you enjoy or you have any comments on other ones you'd like to hear, different subjects, please leave a comment on Blog Talk Radio at the end of this episode. I'd love to know what episode you would like to hear or something that would help you grow your business towards millions of dollars that you can sell it for. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic week and much love.